If we were to include the hard pipeline, we're up to a figure, I believe, approaching 30 million, but I believe the figure will go higher than that. And that is in response to a flash appeal of 26 million. So obviously, we're very encouraged. Fisheries are clearly the worst affected sector by its nature, that the tidal waves affected the coastal communities, which largely included more fishers than agriculturalists. So about 70% of the total amount will be going to the fisheries sector. What we are doing in fisheries in partnership with a number of stakeholders in the countries, that the first thing that we're doing is an assessment of the damages and an assessment of the needs. The next stage is to actually go out and procure those identified needs. But simultaneously, and one major activity which should never be overlooked, is the identification of the beneficiaries of these emergency inputs so as to best ensure the equitable distribution of these outputs to all the fishing communities and to those who are most in need. In a general sense, what we're trying to do is enable fishers to get back to fishing. So what they need, it might vary from country to country or region to region, but it includes boats, it includes fishing gear, rope, nets, this type of thing. For boats, many of the boats were lost, but also large numbers of boats were badly damaged. So we're putting emphasis on repairing of boats before we start building new boats, because one of our greatest fears is concerns on overfishing and overcapacity. So we have to make sure that the number of boats following our and others' interventions doesn't result in a fleet size which is going to be larger post-tsunami than it was before the tsunami. Because we recall that even prior to the tsunami, there was overfishing, overcapacity in many of the regions which have since been affected by the tsunami.